5'11". 220, I've been as heavy as 242. When I compete for contests, I've been as light as 209. My very first title was in 1977. It was a television title. 1978 was United States Heavyweight Champion. 1979, that was the second time United States Heavyweight Champion. Later on in the year of 79, it was my first time I won the World Tag Team Championships. At the time, my partner was Paul Jones. In the beginning part of 1980, had a falling out with Paul Jones. Later on in that year, around midsummer, partner Jay Youngblood and myself won the World Tag Team titles, which was the second time. Later part of 1980 on through the first quarter of 1981, I had the Mid-Atlantic Championship title, which is a regional title which takes in North, South Carolina, Virginia, part of Georgia. It's a Mid-Atlantic region. I would say the title that I hold closest to me was the TV title, because it was the very first time I won a title, any kind of a title. It was the first time I ever won anything. I hold that very close to me, even though the recognition of that particular belt is not as well as the United States title, although I had a good feeling for that. But I would also have to say that the second time that I won the World Tag Team title with my partner Jay Youngblood, probably because the two of us became such very, very close friends, and we trained together a lot wrestling, and we also trained together a lot working out with weights, and through that and traveling with each other, because wherever we wrestled, we went to the same towns together because we were a tag team. I would have to say that particular time and title was really close to myself also. And that was the second time. Paul Jones and myself, we were friends, but I would say it was on a different scale, because he's much older than myself, and maybe his views and my views would differ, although Jay and myself were pretty close in age, and pretty much our thought ways and thinking was along the same lines, so maybe that's why we came a little closer. But I would have to say the very first title I ever won was a TV title. That was the closest one I hold to myself. I started amateur wrestling in the 8th grade, and at the time I was living in St. Petersburg, Florida. The reason for that is my dad's retired Army, and he settled down in St. Pete, Florida. I started wrestling in the 8th grade. By the time I was in the 11th grade, I won my first state championship at a body weight of 167-pound class. In my senior year in 12th grade, I won the 188-pound class Florida State Champion. Graduated from high school and went on to a junior college, just a two-year junior college, and didn't win any state titles at the time, but I was still amateur wrestling. But we were competing against other junior small colleges in the area, and I was doing fairly well. And after I got out of college, for a period of almost maybe a year and a half or so, I sort of broke away from any kind of sports at all, and that included any kind of wrestling or any kind of weight training or anything, and trying to get my head together and in a direction for an occupation. After being out of college, I was majoring in physical education, was going to go to another two more years to graduate from junior college, but I got out and went around different odd jobs, and then on television on Wide World of Sports with Kirk Dowdy one time, he was interviewing Chris Olsen, who was bronze medalist in the Olympics in wrestling. He got beaten out by a Russian or a German, West German. But anyway, I thought back and I said, man, I was starting to get the itch again to get participating in sports. So I said, well, I played football, I ran track, I played basketball, I played baseball, but wrestling seemed to be the very best sport that I ever participated in. I fared very well in it, And I guess the reason why I really liked it, because basically it was more like on a one-on-one type situation as opposed to a team effort such as in baseball or football. So with that in mind, I sent a resume up to a man by the name of Vern Gagne, who is a retired world champion out of Minnesota, Minneapolis area. And he sent me back a letter telling me a starting date for a wrestling camp that he has held, in which on that television interview with Kurt Gowdy and Chris Taylor mentioned that he went through a camp through Vern Gagne. And with this in mind, I got some addresses and phone numbers and this and that, and I finally sent my resume up to Gagne, and that's spelled G-A-G-N-E. And he sent me back a reply telling me a starting date, and I drove from Florida up to Minneapolis and went to a 3 months wrestling camp, which consisted of 5 days a week, 5 hours a day for 3 months. Anybody that wants to get into professional wrestling, the person that they would have to contact in the area in which they would live in would be the promoter in that particular area, whether it be in Nebraska or New York or Texas. If they have wrestling in the area, the person persons would have to contact through the promoter or promotion in that area. All different types of training. What I feel, and also from what I've heard, that Vern Gagne's camp is probably the best training camp that they have out to break in professional wrestlers or wrestlers that want to become professional wrestlers. They have other areas in the United States which guys have broken in or have started wrestling, but it's not like a camp type thing, but it's more like a where you go down to the office of where the promoter is at. They may have a ring set up down there, and then maybe two or three wrestlers that are wrestling in that area will take some time out and show you a few things, and I mean just a few things, are the basics of professional wrestling, but not really overextending themselves on particular moves and holds. They feel that, a lot of them feel that, especially the old timers, that this will come as you progress in wrestling and or the more matches that you will get involved with. As a practicing for myself, and my camp was 5 hours a day, but I've heard in different areas, some guys may be only able to get into the workout area maybe once or twice a week, and maybe only 1 hour during that one time, and maybe 2 hours during that second time of the week. It varies. Mine was on a scheduled basis, in which you had to be there every morning at 10 o'clock and you didn't quit till 3 in the afternoon. This was set up on a schedule. Other areas, it may be sound like a half-organized type organization in which, well, I don't know, or maybe this guy can come in and help you out next Thursday or something like that. This happens a lot in trying to get in wrestling. The biggest differences I find out in amateur wrestling as in professional wrestling. Now, don't get me wrong, I do use a lot of amateur wrestling when I do wrestle pro. I use a lot of takedowns to get the person down to the mat. But the biggest difference that you'll find out, in which all the submission, basically majority of the submission holds that are used in professional wrestling, cannot be used in amateur wrestling, because amateur wrestling does not allow you to go against the joint. This may be the elbow, the shoulder, the knees, the ankles, basically all the submission holds that if you're using a leg hold on somebody, you're going against the person's joint to make him submit. But in amateur wrestling, you cannot do this. It's against the rules. Those are the biggest notice differences between the two. Training difference is different, and depending on the individual, because is depending on how well you can pick up the holds, the moves, wrestling. It's depending on, some people are just slow learners. Some people, you've heard other people talk about, that are just natural athletes. You know, a guy was great in baseball, he's good in basketball, he's a great bowler, he can play golf, he can water ski, he can snow ski. He's a great all-around athlete. People like this you know, that I've seen will pick up things a lot faster than somebody that may, all he's done all his life was maybe just lift weights, and he's never participated in any other kind of sports. And to, you'll know that maybe he's got, he walks around like he's got two left shoes on or something like this, you know. But I find out that people that are into a lot of different activities and sports have it or pick up a lot easier in wrestling than somebody that just may stick to one sport, or let's just say somebody that's never participated in sports in high school or college or nothing at all. But let's say the person is big and strong individual and he decided he wants to go into wrestling. He may feel that because he can utilize his strength to become a good professional wrestler, but you'll learn, that person will learn, just like I've learned, that a lot of the holds that I may do in the course of a match has come just because of instinct. It's not because my brain has registered to do that particular move or to do that particular hold. I've already done it before my mind has reacted for me, you know, telling me to do it. I've reacted already to it. And this is like instinct. A man's got a particular hold on my leg, I'll do something, you know, to before my mind will say this. And you'll see a lot of guys